For drivers 18 and older, here's what's in store for those violating the new law.
First offense would be a $150 fine.
And a second offense, more?
$300 fine.
That's Jeff Dutton, spokesman for the Ohio Department of Public Safety. He notes traffic tickets for texting while driving won't be issued until next year.
For 6 months, there will be an educational period. Drivers will not be cited for violations. They could receive a warning. But the idea is to educate the public, make them aware of the law before they start writing tickets.
There's another way this new texting ban has a soft touch. Police will not be allowed to ticket adult motorists just for texting while driving. When it comes to drivers 18 and older, police will be allowed to hand out tickets for texting only if they first pull the driver over for some other violation, like speeding or running a red light. This so-called secondary enforcement was needed to help convince enough lawmakers to vote for the ban. But why a texting ban at all?
It's going to save lives.
That's one of the sponsors of the texting ban, Democratic State Representative Nancy Garland. Also backing the law is AT&T, a provider of texting and other wireless services. David Candle speaks for the company. He tries to get people to imagine the Mammoth Horseshoe, where the OSU football team plays.
Think of 100,000 people in that stadium. That's how many people every year are either injured or killed throughout the United States because of distracted driving.
There are many ways drivers can be distracted: eating a sandwich, fiddling with the radio, or reading a newspaper. But texting is considered especially bad by Ohio's AAA auto clubs. Kimberly Schwinn speaks for some of them.
A driver who takes their eyes off the road for just 2 seconds actually doubles the risk of crashing. But when you text and drive, you take your eyes off of the road for an average of 4.6 seconds. That's long enough to go the length of a football field if you're traveling at 55 miles an hour.
As the texting ban is phased in, the AAA and others are spreading the word about it. One way, showing a gripping video of real people who died in crashes caused by texting distractions. In one, a teen driver drove off the road while texting with her sister. Now the sister lives with the guilt.
Having a highway patrol officer write in a report that a text message sent at 12:05 is the reason that she is dead is not something that will ever go away. If I could talk to her one last time, I would just say I'm sorry.
Will most Ohio motorists obey the new texting ban, even though for adults there won't be direct enforcement? Another sponsor of the law thinks so. Republican State Representative Rex Damschroeder says, look what's happened with the mandatory seatbelt law. It uses secondary enforcement, but there's still widespread compliance.
Because we have a safety belt law, 85% of Ohioans follow the law just because it's the law. And I think the same way will be with texting.
When legislators debated whether to pass this texting ban, the vote was overwhelming, but there were dissenters. Among them, Republican Senator Chris Jordan.
I don't like nannies watching over me, whether it's Republican or Democrat-sponsored legislation. I just don't like Big Brother.
But the argument that a texting ban is too intrusive didn't convince Representative Damschroeder, even though he's one of the most conservative of all lawmakers.
Some of the conservative thought was, well, you're taking my rights away. I should be allowed to text. Well, look at this a little further. It's not the rights of the texter we're looking at. It's the rights of the person coming down the opposite side of the highway. They deserve the safest highway possible.
In our next report, a look at how much tougher this new texting ban is on teen drivers. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.